So, yes, today is the second episode, or rather tonight. And what we seek to do is bring fathers closer and have a conversation with fathers. And in having that conversation, what are we saying to them? And what are fathers saying to us that we need to be aware of? But also, what is more important is how do we then move forward with the proper and correct identity? It is easier for me to just go and unpack this by myself, but it's even more fulfilling when you have other people as passionate as you are, or as passionate as they are, coming on the journey with you. So we have partnered on Impact Radio with Hardlines, and tonight they have sent a guest who has gone through hoops just to get here, and it is none other than Mr. Desmond Chauke, whom I will affectionately call Daddy Desmond. Good evening, Daddy.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. I've gone through hoops to be here, but I am here nonetheless, and it's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to a great conversation, with you, my great sir.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the hoops that you went through.
Yes.
And God, my mother-in-law or my mother in grace always says that, I'm going to say it in Sizulu and I'm going to try and translate it.
Yes.
She says, "Unkulunkulu akawadli amandla omuntu."
Wow.
So if we were to translate it, the efforts that you put in do not go to waste because God sees it and
Yes.
He will duly reward in good time, in His time. So let's not
Amen.
waste time.
Yes.
So our topic is about the importance of having a present father. And we ran a poll.
Yes.
I just want to get to the poll to see the results. On our Impact channel, on 103 channel. And what was encouraging is that a
Yes.
majority of the respondents were saying, yes, they've
I
had a
saw
positive
that. I
father,
saw
yes.
that. I saw that.
But let us start from here. Why should fathers be in the picture, firstly? And why should fathers strive to be positive and present role models in the home?
Yeah, so that's a good place to start, because you remember that we at Heartlines, when we decided to do this, it was to deal with a social ill, and we have so many social ills. With those social ills, you realize that there is a root cause, not the only root cause, but part of a root cause. And we looked at things like GBV, we look at things like crime, we look at things like rape, we look at things like young people dropping out of school, young people who don't know who they are. And when we did that, we found out that the root cause of this is because there is a fatherlessness in that situation. So why fathers matter? Fathers matter because fathers bring identity, fathers bring security, fathers offer emotional stability that makes a young person want to have rage. But when there's a father in the house, a young person grows up knowing that I can be. They look at the father as a role model. So when we look at all these things, all these social ills, they are not necessarily a sentence when you don't have a father, but definitely a leading cause when a father is not involved. And we looked at those things and we said, how can we be involved? And as Heartlines, we just thought, let's bring awareness to the conversation. How do we bring awareness? By talking about fathers. Do fathers matter? And the answer is yes. Fathers matter because where there is a father, there is stability
True.
in the household. Where there is a father, there is confidence, self-esteem, there is identity, like I said. And all these things made us to be aware that a positively present and active father is a, those are ingredients of creating or building a child who grows up to be a positive contributor in the society.
Wow. Thank you for that. I think there's one thing that we take for granted is, as people and as a society, that the social ills that we do see today, just like the word father, their source is fatherhood.
Yes.
The absence of a positive father. And now there is a father out there who has been in the home, but he hasn't been anything close. How and where does he start?
Yes.
In being this kind of father that we are talking about?
Yes. I think the biggest misconception that is out there is that when a father is in the household, he is actually positively contributing. Hayi ubaba mkhona.
Yeah.
We grew up in the township with family structures where there is a father. But when you go there, you realize that ubaba obuya emsebenzini, a father comes back from work, first thing he does, now the smartphones. But back then, he would open his newspaper, sit on his favorite couch, watch television, news, whatever has been playing before changes the television screen. First thing you notice is that children now go into their own bedrooms. The mother also pretends to be busy doing her own things. Meaning even the father that is in the same house with you does not mean that that father is actually present.
Yes.
Why? Because you being there does not make you present. And this is why it's important that you need to, as a father, to think about what it means for you to be a father. Think about what it means for you in a household. Does it mean that when you've worked hard and provided and come back into the same house, you are a father? That's part of it. But there is another part, which is the active part.
Mm.
Are you actively involved in your children's life, in the household? What does that mean? You get into the household, your children suddenly move away. Are you able to call them back and say, hey, wait. Am I something to be scared of? Am I a lion? Give ubes. And when you evaluate, you find that because we've been so socialized as a society to say a man must have a certain stature.
Yes.
They must have a certain demeanor about them, which is a demeanor that is wrong.
Mm.
Because a warm father, a father that is loving, a father that is caring, is a father that is able to draw children close to him. It's a father that is able to elicit something from children. Children would want to come back and say to you, father, you know what? My day was great. My father... But a father is on his newspaper, on his TV. It's his time. And those things are important. Those things are important to have your me time. But your me time should not come at the cost of you now becoming a person that has been with me for 22 years in the same household, but I don't even know you. I don't know you as a father. I know ukuthi ubabam, but angazi nokuthi impilo yakho injani. Angazi uthandana.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that you love soccer and all these other things, angazi ukhule kanjani. We don't even have conversation. The conversation that we have would school fees is cocky a school in mama, and then the mother says, yes, those are not conversation. We are past school in those are not conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation is you opening yourself up to being vulnerable and saying, I want to know more about my children, I want to know more about this person so that I can be able to create a relationship. I think the word I was looking for as I go around in my mind is relationship.
Yeah.
Are you able to relate? And at what level do you come at? I'm not saying be friends to your children, because that is a no-no.
Mm.
But have a way of relating with them that they feel your warmth. They feel your love. They feel your care. Because those are things that create empathy. And without that, there is that wall that is created in the household.
So I hear you, and what you are describing is is just on that path with how God is with us.
Yes.
God is warm. I know that some believers came into the faith with the threat that come to Jesus, accept Christ, because what if you die today? What if you walk out here and you die? So there, and that you've been a sinner, now come to Christ, and if you get saved, then all your sins are...
Yes.
But then they came into the faith with a picture of a God who carries a whip and is ready to just whip them at every turn or whenever they do wrong. However, God has that warmth, that love, that caring nature, where he wants to relate with us.
Exactly.
Which is testified by the Son saying, my Father and I are one.
Are one.
And that's what I hear you saying.
Yes.
And now I have this question in my mind. Sometimes as fathers, we want to raise boys who are tough, who can face the tough world out there. And we want to be tough on them. Mm-hmm. And yet we also want to be relational. How can we balance being tough and relational?
Yeah. Let's break that down a little bit. In our relation with God, I think for me, when we go to God, there's people who go there and say, God, my Father, Heavenly Father. I go there and I say, Abba.
Oh, yes.
Abba, Father.
Mm.
And that takes me from a space of I am no longer someone that is begging for worthiness. I know where I belong. Ngubabala, I can sit on his lap.
Yeah, you said it very powerfully.
I can.
I am no longer somebody who begs.
Yes.
I am already.
Msekhaya.
Yeah.
Msekhaya.
I'm at home here.
Msekhaya. Mm. Everything that I need, it's there. It's just in me to just sit on the lap and say, Baba, hey, kunzima.
Yeah.
So raising the demeanor of toughness, ngazi ukuthi ibuya api, I don't know where it comes from, but I guess from just being a child growing up, when you do not show toughness, it means that you are weak. But I want to bring it back to vulnerability.
Yes.
I think what is lacking from men in leadership, in the household, is vulnerability. And vulnerability is not weakness. Vulnerability is courage. Courage to say, I feel this way.
Oh.
I do not hide how I feel. I feel this way. In fact, the greatest modeler of that is Jesus Christ. He modeled everything that we should be modeling as fathers. To the disciples, he told them that, hey, kunzima bafethu. Ngisaya esiphambanweni basazongikhawatha la bafethu.
Yeah.
And then yazo
ukuthi that journey to the cross was difficult. Yeah.
Kunzima. And then nizobona wahamba wayokhala. What if these disciples saw that? That's why they wrote it in the book to say, hey, le out yakhala kabuhlungu kabi. Yakhala kwaze kwaphuma negazi. He cried to a point where the tears looked like blood, meaning the sense of vulnerability that he showed to his disciples is the same relationship that we also show to our children to say, I'm not weak, but I'm feeling. I'm a feeler. And that is the challenge currently with fatherhood, is that fatherhood has a certain certain act. And I call it an act because it's not reality. Why is it not reality? Mm. Sorry to digress a little bit. It's not reality because you see how men respond to crisis. They can't deal well with it because they don't want to be vulnerable. They would rather do extreme things than be vulnerable and say, I am struggling. Can you help me? And what children want to see from their fathers is not the toughness. Because at the end of the day, they will face life that will challenge them to go on their knees and cry and beg, cry to God. But because they have not been taught to do that, they will find alternatives.
Yeah.
Call them, you know.
I think when you talk about toughness and us misunderstanding strength vulnerability and weakness is that when you are vulnerable, you are still tough because you can go through something which is difficult.
Yeah.
And in going through something difficult, you are able to face it, mm-hmm. even though you can do it with tears. Yes. Even though you can do it being vulnerable, yes. but you are still going forward.
Exactly. You walk through tough situations and you do not hide it. You show it to children. You show it to the adults that you are raising because you don't want to show only the good side about being a father, which is yes. that I am a father that is confident. That's good. I'm a father that provides, that's good. But I'm a father that also struggles in certain departments. That's even better.
Wow.
Because you are inviting me to a space that I've never been to as a child. Remember,
yes.
children are safe and secured in the household, and that's what you want to bring.
Yes.
But as they grow up, they leave your comfort.
Mm.
And part of the scripture that comes to mind is that how do you train up a child so that they can face the world, so that when they leave your household, they know what is out there?
Yes.
And you can train them by making sure that they are physically fit, emotionally fit. But emotionally, we don't include emotionally fit. We train them to be tough in
not
the
violence.
World. And that part for me is something that is missing. And that's why we say actively, positively present. The positive means you show them everything that is positive, but also the vulnerability that comes with being a father. And it's a tough conversation to have with fathers because we don't want to remove the mask and say, singabantu abazwayo. We are people who feel as much as we pretend to be people who are tough.
I think that there's a misconception around fatherhood that when we show how we feel, then it is weakness. But
yes.
then, as you've said, it's being vulnerable.
Mm.
And when you are vulnerable, you are showing yourself to be firstly a human being.
Human.
Mm.
Jesus Christ came to earth to feel.
Yes.
Touched by our infirmities.
Yes.
Touched by the things that touch us so that he can communicate to God and say, we have been in this level, but now I feel why these people do this, and I understand their emotions
yes.
rather than understanding them from a perspective of spirit.
Yes.
Now I understand them from a perspective of human.
Mm.
And I guess if we are at that stage, what we are teaching children is that, especially a boy child, is that it is okay to be in that situation that you feel you are in. Don't stay there, obviously.
Mm.
Find ways of dealing with it. And how do you deal with it? Number one, biggest thing, communication. And reframing what you're actually feeling. I am feeling sad.
Yes.
What am I sad about?
Mm.
This situation. Is this situation permanent? No, it's not permanent.
Mm.
Can I do something to lift myself out of it? Yes? No? If no, who can help me in my circles? And this also speaks to fathers as well.
Yes.
As we are trying to say, be a positive father. But you can't be a positive father if you've also not healed from your own father wound.
Wow. I think that's another topic that we'll have to touch for another day.
Exactly.
The father wound.
The father wound. A father wound that's caused by a father who's been with me in the same household, who demonstrated fatherhood in a military style.
Yes.
And showed no vulnerability. And I'm trying to emulate that, but I realized that in my case, I'm not as strong as he was. But he was not strong as well.
It was just a facade.
It was just a facade. And I think if we can break the facade, which is also part of breaking generational curses.
Oh, yes.
Because it's not just him, it's his father as well.
Mm.
And on those things are important. We are trying to raise a boy child, a girl child. it's easy to raise a girl child because emotions for them, they wear them on their sleeves.
Okay.
It's easy to raise a girl child because a girl child would tell you how they feel.
Hmm.
And as a father, it's your nature to then be embracing. But how do we embrace a boy child who also feels?
Hey! Yeah, unfortunately, because of time, we will have to leave this one here. And you are back next week.
Yes.
And we will then tackle the next topic. Unfortunately, we just want to give people the snippets so that it can be also a conversational piece.
Yes.
Thank you, Daddy Desmond, for joining us tonight. And we would love to welcome you again next week. So, friend, thank you for joining us on this conversation tonight. We just want to bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Have a blessed evening and good night.